I stopped making skits before I announced on YouTube, my YouTube channel.
I never even announced that.
I actually did. I did a video. I did a whole video. Like, I stopped making skits. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. This is the podcast where we delve into the lives and struggles of filmmakers and content creators in Nigeria, particularly the ones that have not blown. And I have with me here a very special somebody. He's my friend. He's a very great guy. And he's the main reason that we're even having this particular conversation for this episode today. Is he the main reason? I don't know. Is he the reason? Sure.
Hi guys, what's up? What's good, man? Sure, and it's like a really big privilege to be here, you know.
Normal, it's privilege. For the course. All of us are privileged. Yeah, right. So yes, Sure is a great guy. He's a musician, and he used to make skits just like us.
Yeah, we used to make skits together.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about today anyway, skit making. As two of us used to make skits, and we don't make skits anymore, and Sure and I were just having this conversation about we're working on a different project, and it'll make sense to talk about, you know, how we got here. And I was like, well, why don't we do it in a podcast episode? I mean, we got, apart from other means that we're going to talk about it anyway, we should talk about it here. So we're going to be talking about making skits and everything that's transpired to Maguire, Harry Maguire, and the
acquired that was acquired.
So where do we start? Sure. How did you transition from skit to music?
Okay, it was like a really tough time for me because I started making skits, 2016 or 2015. Like, I was in my second year in the university. So like, I joined made skits from like 2016 to 2021. That was like 5 years if I'm right. So it was really difficult for me, but I got to a point where I realized that what I really wanted to do was to make music, because I never really knew that music was like what I wanted to do before. You know, I was heavily invested in making skits. Like, I was even doing stand-up comedy itself. I was going to shows, perform.
Are you serious?
I used to write jokes like punchline. Okay, now here they go laugh. Now here I go pause. Now here I go do facial expressions. But when it got to 2020, I met someone. I dropped Jara, my first song. Jara was just about to like me testing the waters.
Yeah.
So I had this friend named Popla. He's to like, I used to look up to him because he was an artist, was making music, and like, guy, I can do what you do. And he was like, I'm going to school, like, and he just like bought the idea. So he didn't even argue, like, because no people like, I'm doing music, he'll just laugh at me and be like, about the whiny. So like, he just bought the idea, and I went to him, made music together, and it came out pretty good. So someone texted me, my manager texted me, Lemon, and he was then we went like, we don't work on music together. I was like, bro, what did you say? For your buddies. And I was like, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do anything like that. So he was like, if your first song sounds this nice, I want to manage you, let's work together. So started like making music, like rap. I would write songs. Trust me, after Jara, I lose many wax songs. But if people hear them out like today, they might feel that they're not so wack. But considering the level of good I know I've attained like right now, I feel like those songs don't meet like this level right now.
Yeah, so you reach them, man.
When you hear those songs, like, please correct me, like, first verse is not sharp enough, like how to. So I had to learn and unlearn so many things, because Jara was like a straight jam. Who liked what?
I liked Jara. I jammed.
But the issue was like continuity, because it's not just starting strong, you have to like continue. And most great artists today, like the big ones, like they steadily chopping bangers and clean the whole thing. So as time went on, Sha, I told him, I was like, I started feeling this need to face one and leave one. But I didn't want it to be so obvious. Because between those 5 years of making skits, I had grown like a number of following on social media that were invested in watching my content. So me now saying that I don't do skits again, no.
Like,
I was like, how would they take it? So I started reducing the amount of people I was putting out and making like one skit per month or two skits per month. People like text me like, you know, more dropping back to back. I was like, I have something coming up. They didn't know what I meant by that. So at a point, I was like, oh, people like say, the time is now. But what I was doing was, while I was reducing my skit production, I was increasing my fashion output.
Yeah.
What I was doing was, now this one thing, if you're a skit maker, people see you as an unserious person. Like, when they see you on the streets,
no,
they tell you, wait, like, I will follow you, you mad guy. This, unlike when you see an artist, you can't see, I won't choose to scale all this point. If you see Big Tony on the road, there's a way be like, yo man, I love your music so much.
It's just disrespect that
you like, wait, you get me like, that excitement, that rush. Like,
yeah.
So I was like, okay, I started branding myself as an artist because I wanted my music at that point in time was less gross and more serious. There's more emotions involved. I was writing really emotional music at that point in time. So like, I wanted the face to match the music because I realized that when I dropped Jara and I was trying to play for different people, they were like, they would hear the song on their friends' places, like on radio, a friend's radio.
Yeah.
They did not come to my Instagram and start singing skits. Like, ah, this guy sing this song. So he was not really like matching, get me. So I had to like make them like understand like, okay, this guy, not like this he be. So I started like dressing like an artist, like taking pictures, like going for photo shoots and making music videos, like cover music videos and writing some covers, you know, just trying to sell that perspective of an artist to like my audience, to me, I like, be like, say, this guy, no one just keep the game, make just take on like that. See, because I believe that everybody like evolves in everything you are doing.
Yeah, we all evolve. I mean, personally, I used to make skits too, and I also made, I started making skits around the same time, 2016, 2017, but I always said I had this toxic relationship with skits making. I had a lot of friends that make skits. I mean, it's through skits that you and I became friends, course, you know, course, like, let's make skits together and whatnot. So I enjoyed making skits for the most part, but initially making skits was not what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really just wanted to make films, you know, but I didn't have the facilities, the stuff I needed. And I'm like, you know what?
Right.
Let's make skits from time to time to show these people that, I can do something. All of a sudden, I started feeling like I was not taken seriously. And when I tried to like push for more serious stuff, people are like,
that reception.
Yeah, you know, it's like, make skits, go and make skits. And I'm like, you guys, I'm not really a skit maker. I just make skits when I'm bored.
Funny enough, me, I was making skits, like, I wanted to make skits. Like,
really?
I was thinking, I wanted to be a comedian, like,
I never, I made skits because I wanted to show people that I could act, I could produce visual content, but, like, skits just, in my opinion, didn't seem like the way to go, or maybe it was a way to go, because
it was like a step forward.
People skits, see skits as a step forward, but at some point, I got to this. I mean, after I made all the friends I could from skits, from you to Kems to, I made a lot of friends from skits makers.
Yeah.
I started seeing more opportunities to actually make films the way I want to make it. And then anytime an idea comes to my head, I'm like, is this idea worth putting it in a 60-second skit that people will forget? Why don't we can expand it into a film?
Yeah,
I can make films now, so why should I make skits? And over time, I don't know if people know, if you notice it on my Instagram, I'll post a skit today and then I won't post another skit for like a month or two, and I'll drop another one and people will be like, okay, this guy is back. I love him, so I'm still gonna like watch his videos and like interact with it. But then over time I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Do you feel like the IG algorithm like made things worse for you?
I think the Instagram algorithm made it worse for me.
Everybody!
Instagram was out to get everybody.
Yeah,
like, in 1 month, I lost 4,000 followers. I don't know where they went.
I said.
And I was like, maybe it's because I'm not posting
content. I'm not busy right now.
Maybe it's people are, because I'm not posting, and then people are like, you know what, this guy's not posting, let me unfollow him. Maybe it's, this guy's not posting skit, or he's posting something I don't like anymore.
Instagram is really
bad. I try to tell myself things to
make myself feel better.
Okay, no, it's not me. I can still do what I'm like. It wasn't encouraging anymore.
Even if you're posting it every day.
Yeah.
The algorithm is in a way that I can't figure it out right now.
But I don't feel think like anybody can figure out the algorithm.
Those people who had so much followers back then are really suffering right now. Like, I also lost like 4K or 8K followers.
Damn.
In like the past couple of months. Will I say it's because I stopped making skits? I don't think like all people just will come and say that I want to blow this guy. I'm not that bad. Like, my music might not be the best video, but I don't suck like that.
No, I know, right?
5K, 4K, just stop.
How?
No, bro. Like, so
I think that's like another factor that made us stop making skits. Like, it was not the main thing, but like, it can add to it. It didn't affect me.
Yeah, but we're just talking about like.
But it's just factors. Generally, it like, can be a factor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, besides. Skit making not being what I wanted to do. I wanted to make films. I mean, there are a lot of filmmakers and actors that make skits for fun, and you know, but I personally think that the skit industry, I mean, the skit making community, is becoming too saturated right now. They're like just too. Like, the people that want to laugh at skits are now. Okay, the people that make skits are now way more than people that want to laugh at skits.
To be honest,
they outnumber them 80
to 20. I think it has always been this way. It has always been like this. The same with music. I feel like every industry in Nigeria or in the world, when it comes to entertainment, but Nigeria, because you see, we have seen this. Okay, I want to make music, I want to make skits, I want to make movies. I feel like it's a way to make money. Many people because they want to make money, so they just jump into it. So feel like no jobs out there, bro.
True.
No jobs. So everybody wants to blow. What has always been like this, but these days it's now more because more people are blowing through skits. But
people are
even
blowing.
Even why it's saturated, bro. Person could blow.
True that.
And the only problem I feel we have in the skit making industry is there are less original skit makers and more copycats.
Right. Yeah, I was saying, I think I'm kind of guilty of that too, because a lot of people accuse me of copying twice. Like, this guy has been like twice. Because I had the character the mom. Okay, no, when I started out with just my two characters first, just Kevin and Doppel. I used to call him Kevin and Doppel then. Then I introduced the father character for like a year. Then I introduced the mother. Then I changed Kevin and Doppel's name to Tolu and Tomo to make it more relatable.
Yeah, I was going to point that out.
To make it more relatable and whatnot. But you could still see that the foundation had some element of twice in it. So yeah, when it comes to that originality, I understand that, there are not much original skit makers anymore.
People are popping up that original. Yeah, some characters I've seen. Although, to be honest, like, I was telling my friends recently that I don't know what happened to me. I stopped watching skits.
Bro, I haven't opened Instagram in like a month.
Stop watching skits.
Apart from responding to comments from stuff like
that. I've seen some guys on Instagram that are doing well and they're like original and I laugh at their skits. Like, I feel like, okay, this is humor.
I like Tri Clowns. You know Tri Clowns?
I heard that name. I must have seen
three guys in a.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor guys.
Those guys are original. Like, they are good, man. Like, I would just want to laugh. I laugh at them. But I still watch skits, but my focus shifted. Like, Nowadays, I'm more focused on like new artists. Like, I'm like, bro. And even funny enough about music, but like, bro, my music, my doctor, people don't understand like my bonobo.
Yo,
I have
you know.
Okay, this is like the first time talking about this. This is like this is my first time talking about this. Anyway, like, I had to go through a phase because one thing I hate the most is being put in someone else's shadow.
Yeah. Okay,
so for those that are hearing for the first time, I heard all your comments and I felt not so good about it. Because I felt like I was being put in a box and I had to break out of that box. So
yeah.
I started. Now this is the issue. I started joining Bonaboy in 2012.
Yeah.
When very few Nigerians
knew who Bonaboy
was. And I was SS3 then, SS2. And Bonaboy used to be like my coach, go to my Facebook. He's still there. I need a big mix. So me and Bonaboy is on. He used to wear these round glasses.
Yeah, like to party.
And so as time went, I was always on Bonaboy's music to 2016 when I was doing my IT. I was always on Bonaboy's beat, like listening. And I started writing music on Bonaboy actually. I'm saying this one. Go Bonaboy, sorry. So like I was inspired to do what he does. So when I heard people say that it sounds like Bonaboy, sound like a compliment, like an insult.
Do your own.
But more of an insult. And they didn't see, like, they were excited.
Of course.
And they were sharing music, like, their friends, like, were sharing it, but I didn't feel so good. Like, I don't sound like myself. How do I do this? But with the help of my team, my guys, like, I was always saying, like, oh, this has my sound. Someone like Bonaboy, but what is changing? Okay. Until like I got to like right now and I think right now here and my new song that I recorded could not say before like I could not put a sound to so because my I have a thick voice and stuff. So but right now like it's different, like I'm trying to create my own like niche and let them say that's really singing, you get me? So guys, it's hard for creatives to like find themselves.
I think creating generally is just hard. It's not as easy as the successful creatives make it seem.
Yeah, bro.
That is the issue. Because regardless of what it is, skits, music, film, acting, dancing, whatever, art for those that draw and, you know, all that stuff, it's hard from inspiration to finding your own sound or your own voice.
Particularly when you have watched song for so long. Like, you think it's your idea, bro. But it's not your idea.
Funny story. Funny story about that whole idea shit. I also came to the realization that everybody thinks the same thing creatively. There was this day, 2020, there was this time 2020, I wanted to make a skit. I don't know if I've told you this before. I wanted to make a skit. I had the idea already in my head. Airports. All right, the idea was there. Was like, yeah, imagine, because when you want to change songs on an airport, you tap your ear, and in Nigeria, when you do like this, looking at someone's like, you're telling this person that you're very stupid, you know? And I was like, this would be cool. Let's make an idea. 2 days later, Taoma dropped his kit with the exact same concept. How do I want to say that? I came up with that idea, and then it just discouraged me from shooting the skit anymore.
Yeah, like, happened to me a lot of times.
And Taoma is big enough that so many people would have seen it and be like,
yeah, it happened to me like so many times. Man.
So I think with that logic, it applies to like pretty much everybody in life generally, because it's like, with your Jara sound and sounding like Burna, like you come up with something, you think it's original until you put it out that people are like,
I've seen this before, and
so like there's this fear of this is my sound, this is my voice, this is how I see this, but how do I put this out there? Especially sometimes we genuinely do not know. Sometimes we don't know that there's somebody else that already has it that's bigger, and they will just compare you with this person, like I've copied this person's job.
Yeah,
that's another reason that made me to reduce the skits I made and like try to find a new concept, because it's like this guy is trying so hard to be like Twice.
Yeah,
like. I'm not trying to be like Twice.
I'm just doing
what is in my head. It just happens to be something Twice would do. It'd be like something Twice would do.
Yeah, I see.
But yeah, that's it's crazy, man. But I mean, Skits does have its advantages and disadvantages. It's just
actually Skits does have a lot of advantages.
Yeah.
Even if you're not blue yet, so blue so much, you can still make money off influencer for brands.
True.
If you have like 100 comments, which you're influencing, if like you have 2K views and you have 100 comments, at least 2K people have seen it. That's money. You should start monetizing that shit. Can I say?
Sure. This is
that shit. monetize that shit, man.
That's crazy. I think there is.
Celebrities are so many.
The one thing I don't like about being a skit maker, even though I can't call myself a skit maker anymore at this point in time in my life, is how people see you outside of skit.
Yeah.
I didn't like that shit. I mean, you, for example, you started making music and you like really wanted to delete that part of your life. You don't want people to know.
Funny enough, I wouldn't say I regret making a skit in me.
Oh no, I don't. They are still there. They'll forever be there.
Look, they're no more on my thing, but if you go to my Instagram video, IGTV,
yeah,
you see them there. Because I realized that music is not all I want to do. Like, I want to make films too, man. Like, talk about that now.
Yeah.
I want to make films. I want to go to fashion. Like, so is it the part of my creative journey that happened, and I'm grateful for that. Very grateful. I'm happy I even went into it.
Yeah.
I have no regrets. And for those that feel sad, if you feel sad, I still make excuses. I'm sorry, bro. But sometimes, as a creative, you have to like evolve.
You just have to evolve. Yeah, I think I suffered from that too. This year alone, and a little bit of last year. I mean, I stopped making skits before I announced on YouTube, my YouTube channel.
I never even announced that.
I actually did. I did a video. I did a whole video like I stopped making skits. Before I made that video, I already stopped making skits like 6 months before. But then I looked at it and I was like, if I just disappear and then I just probably start doing something else, even though I don't know what I want to start doing, it won't make sense, right? So, and I still had like 3 skits that I had shot and not yet edited. And I was like, okay, I've stopped making skits, but these ones are there. Let's just put these ones out. I was trying to like, you know, find ways to say, maybe it's a phase. Not even goodbye. Like maybe it's a phase and you're just feeling uninspired. Drop this one. People will like it. People commented. I was like, okay, that's cool. Let me edit the second one. Edited everything. And I was like, at the end of the day, I dropped everything. And I was like, I still don't feel like I want to continue making skits. And I'm like, I think I'm reaching this post-clarity. I think that we can call it that. I posted the videos and then I looked down and I was like, I still don't want to make skits. Like, it was so hard trying to accept that this journey was over and I needed to evolve and do something else, something more serious. So yeah, I think skits is good. I mean, we've learned a lot from skits. We made friends.
I'm very appreciative of that.
I love it. So yeah,
I'm only know like the skits thingy, like it just in a way a reflection of like my personality. When I was making music, I started making music. Like people stopped seeing me as a joker. So like, I was so serious, and they're like forgotten a lot of part of me, and I'm happy about that. Yeah. Although sometimes they seem to make like people laugh and stuff, but I'm happy that people can now like I post something and they pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And like, come on, acting. In fact, I don't post much on my social media anymore because I realize that when you talk too much, you get a nuisance.
True.
Yeah, nuisance. So. Shout out to the people that like news as well. I'm not even asking. But on social media, it's just going to be catching my cruise, like taking my life one day at a time.
Yeah,
and exploring different things, bro. Like exploring different things, different sound, different food, different.
That is a topic for another discussion.
Not different.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, it has been roughly 25 minutes, and I think I don't think I've made any podcast episode, especially the ones where I have guests, for this much long.
Special boy, sure.
Come on, get out of here.
Come on, you're the best time. Is that what you want to use? I want to use your mind.
But yeah, I guess that is all we have for today's episode. It was really just supposed to be an interactive discussion about, you know, reminiscing about how life used to be when we were in the world.
The good days.
The good old days. They are not ready.
The new days are still good, actually.
I mean, if you're still making skits, good on you. It's good.
I'm big up, bro.
We that we stop making skits. Not like I said, we're big boys, though. We're just...
just on to, like,
we're
different things.
We're just doing different things, which is normal.
Funny you know, I didn't know this person, but I see myself still making, no skits, but maybe a movie or films where I still act for the character. I see myself doing that.
No, definitely.
Like, so, my screen on TV is very...
My thing is, when I talk about not making skits anymore, people think that, because I mean, I still like telling jokes and like making funny stuff, but I don't think I want to do it in a short video.
Or like in the everyday.
You will
see me finish.
Exactly, you see finish. Like,
I don't like
to finish. I want to do it in a way that when we put it out, it has an impact.
I don't need to worry
about making
the
another
impact.
One.
Emphasis on the impact.
That impact, you know, like
me,
months after.
Watch it and be like,
watch it again. Yes, it has a good rewatch value. Not that we're cracking our head every time, every day. And now the algorithm is so messed up that if you want to be relevant, you have to post every day.
Yeah, so basically, you're saying reach out to like the skit makers and current skit makers. And
you guys are trying.
If you're an upcoming skit maker,
don't give up.
Don't give up. Like, one day you can blow, one day you feel blue.
Life is hard.
So look at you say, why did I go?
See, you will not blow.
Say you will not blow. But like, will blow. But you will walk out and go smile.
No man.
And God tell you say, ah, oh, like.
But yeah, that is it.
This is me.
Do you think we should do a skit? And that is it. That is Shuri.
Yeah, bro.
Thank you guys for listening. You all know the drill. If you are watching this podcast on YouTube, smash that subscribe button, give this video a like, and drop a comment, because I want to know what you think about Shuri and me. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere at Kevin T. Solomon, KevinTSolomon. Please follow me because I am very lonely and I need more friends. So, yeah. That is it. Subscribe to the channel, subscribe to my other YouTube channel, and our Big Jeans YouTube channel, where we post our short films. And you know, listen to these podcasts everywhere you get a podcast, and on the channel here. And this is a very awkward podcast, so we haven't actually figured out how we want to be ending it, so we always end it awkwardly. So,
you guys,
bye bye. Till next week.
Till we take it. Adios.